This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community. From Los Angeles, California to Joy 94.9, this is LA Spins, the weekly entertainment show on everything that's hot in LA and Hollywood. Now, here's your host, Peter Reynolds.
Hey spinners, big news. The sequel to Ridley Scott's Blade Runner has gotten a domestic release date from Warner Brothers, and Harrison Ford will reprise his role as Rick Deckard. The film will hit theaters on January 12, 2018. Currently, the only other film that's set to open on this date is Paramount Animation's Sherlock Gnomes. Ryan Gosling will star in the project, and Sicario director Denis Villeneuve will helm the strongly anticipated production. Hampton Fancher is also on board, who co-wrote the original sci-fi classic based on Philip K. Dick's 1968 novel, Do Androids Dream of Electric Sheep? Ah, the 1960s. Amazon has paid a whopping $15 million for Woody Allen's next film, Sight Unseen. At the time, there was no script and no cast attached. Wow. The cast has been decided now. Steve Carell, Jesse Eisenberg, Blake Lively, and Kristen Stewart, but there still isn't a title. Oh, the $15 million? It's for North American rights only, so Allen stands to make a pretty penny. It's nice to have clout. Kesha sobbed in court as a judge refused to cancel her contract with producer Dr. Luke, who allegedly raped her in 2006. It was an emotional scene as Kesha finally heard the decision that she'd been waiting to hear for 2 years, only the decision didn't go her way. The contract that she has with her alleged attacker forbids her to record any new songs or perform anywhere, which has brought her career to a complete halt. Kesha, in her lawsuit, alleges that Luke drugged her and then raped her on her 18th birthday. So the TikTok singer is stuck in her contract, which calls for 6 more albums. She got some good news, though. Taylor Swift gave her $250,000 to help with her lawsuit. Now that's some support. Madonna made surprise visits to 2 Manila shelters for orphans and street children, taking selfies with kids a day before her 2-night concert stint in the Philippine capital. Officials at the shelter were told Monday that Madonna's dancers were going to visit, but they didn't find out that Madonna herself was also coming until an hour before her arrival. The children did a couple of dances before being joined by Madonna's dancers. Madonna spoke to the officials at both shelters, but spent most of her 45-minute visits with the kids. A bankruptcy judge has called rapper 50 Cent back to court to explain photos of piles of cash he posted on Instagram. You know, I'm not just talking about piles of cash. I'm talking big piles of cash. You know, if you file for bankruptcy and you're secretly loaded, don't be posting pictures of how rich you are on social media. Steely Dan used to be known as Stage Shy, but now no more. They're hitting the road again for a 3-month tour of the US and Canada. Called the Dan Who Knew Too Much Tour, it'll open in Port Chester, New York on April 18th and will close in Virginia on July 13th. Fresh from an arrest for domestic abuse, Steely Dan frontman Donald Fagen probably thinks 3 months on the road looks pretty good right about now. There's a 2-part remake of Stephen King's It coming to television, and production will begin in late 2016. The project has been kicking around Hollywood for years, and it looks like the wait is over. The lead will be Will Poulter, last seen in The Revenant. He will play the one and only Pennywise the Clown, and it will be directed by the man behind HBO's True Detective, Cary Fukunaga. One part will be from the point of view of the kids, and the other part, it'll be from the adults. After 6 months in the making, Maroon 5 singer Adam Levine is showing off a new back tattoo. Tattoo mastermind Brian Randolph created the scene, which features a winged mermaid holding a skull, a pirate ship in the distance, and a few birds for good measure. 6 months in the making, the Maroon 5 singer wrote on Instagram, posting a shot of the extensive ink. Quote, "Thanks at Brian Randolph for absolutely blowing my mind with this one. Woohoo! We say cool and ouch." Jennifer Lawrence is this year's highest paid Oscar nominee. According to Forbes, the 25-year-old actress pulled in an estimated $52 million pre-tax between June 2014 and June 2015. That amount was more than enough to make her the highest-paid actress in Hollywood. The Revenant star Leonardo DiCaprio is runner-up with $29 million. Matt Damon, up for Best Actor, is the only other Oscar nominee who made the magazine's list of highest-paid actors, having earned a measly $25 million. We reported here recently that Rob Kardashian was having quite the battle with his weight, but since he met former stripper Blac Chyna, wow, what a difference! Kardashian has lost all his weight after working out with a trainer 5 days a week, adding extra gym time with girlfriend Blac Chyna, and eliminating red meat and carbohydrates. Looks like dating an ex-stripper is good for one's belly and, other things. Celine Dion paid a moving tribute to her late husband Rene Angelil during her return to the Las Vegas stage this week. The superstar singer's tribute opened with a lovingly crafted video montage of moments from Rene's life, including photos from his childhood, video showing the doting dad with his beloved children, footage from his wedding to Celine, and video clips of precious moments the couple shared together. Then, the curtain to the stage at Caesar's Palace's The Coliseum opened to reveal Celine standing there. Immediately, the crowd gave her a standing ovation and greeted her with warm cheers. R.I.P. Renee. Iggy Pop performed a tribute to David Bowie at the Tibet House benefit concert in New York City. He performed The Jean Genie and Tonight with the Patti Smith Group and Sharon Jones. The concert also featured performances by FKA Twigs and Philip Glass. It was also announced this week that a series of videos that were shot for Bowie's last album, Black Star, will make their debut on Instagram.
The Trash Bin.
We reported last week that Khloe Kardashian had to be helped out of a West Hollywood hotspot because she was so drunk. Well, we found out why the 31-year-old reality star was so upset. It seems that her ex-boyfriend, NBA player James Harden, was cheating on her, and she has the receipts to prove it. The couple began dating back in July, and in February, it's Splitsville already due to his, double dribbling?
The news wrap-up.
Time, the publisher of Sports Illustrated, People, and Time magazine, is considering a deal to buy the core business of Yahoo. Speaking of Yahoo, CEO Marissa Mayer has designated Wednesday as the day of the week to begin weekly layoffs to trim 15% of its workforce. The maker of the popular Call of Duty video games, Activision, saw its shares tumble after the company posted disappointing earnings and showed signs of trouble ahead. Due to continued uncertainty in the global markets, technology startups looking to go public are likely to postpone their IPOs until later this year.
And now, this week's number ones.
The number one movie.
Deadpool starring Ryan Reynolds remains the number one film for the third straight week.
The number one album.
Adele's 25 stays on top for a second straight week after the Grammys.
The number one app.
FaceSwap Live is the most popular app again for the second straight week.
The number one fiction book.
Cometh the Hour by Jeffrey Archer is the best-selling book in the USA.
Nathaniel Rateliff is a folk singer-songwriter who hails from Herman, Missouri. Known for his folk-based pensive songwriting, he taught himself guitar as a young teenager and began writing his own songs. These days, Rateliff has been getting more attention from fans and critics alike ever since he formed his new band, The Night Sweats. He's opened for acts like Mumford & Sons, Bon Iver, and The Fray. And now, at the age of 37, we think he's on the verge of having a smash hit. Here's Nathaniel Rateliff with the song of the week, S.O.B.
Son of a bitch! Give me a drink! One more night! Step with me! Son of a bitch! If I can't get clean, I'm gonna drink my life away! Yeah. Son of a bitch! Give me a drink! Son of a bitch! This can't be me!
That was 37-year-old overnight sensation Nathaniel Rateliff with his band The Night Sweats and the song of the week, S.O.B. Visit us on Facebook at facebook.com/LASpins, you know, with a Z. And that's what's happening this week in L.A. and Hollywood. For L.A. Spins, I'm Peter Reynolds. So long from the City of Angels.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.